This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. It's time for another radio field trip, where we introduce you to a piece of New Hampshire you may not have known before. This week, we're in Laconia, not far from the shore of Lake Winnipesaukee. But we aren't here for the lake. We're actually exploring the fields of a farm by moonlight.
What are we expecting to see tonight?
So tonight, certainly the moon. We saw it coming up in the parking lot.
It's past 6 in the evening, the sun is set, and I'm about to go for a hike. I'm meeting with environmental educator Sarah Dunham Miliotis at Prescott Farm in Laconia. There's still traces of snow on the ground, and I'm not sure if we're going to see much wildlife tonight. We're the first to arrive, and I have some time to talk with Sarah before the other hikers show up.
What are some of the differences of these walks this time of year as opposed to, say, midsummer or fall?
The world is waking up this time of year, so there's a lot of things emerging from their winter dormancy. In patches where there still is snow, we may see some animal tracks. That's usually harder to see in the summer.
Expect to hear anything tonight? Any wildlife, or is it just too early?
We might hear some owls. Yeah. We might.
It doesn't take too long for everyone else to arrive.
Hi there, how are you? Welcome.
Here for the hike?
Yes, indeed. All right, well, let's take a walk here.
And we're all ready to begin. We don't need any flashlights on this walk because the full moon will guide us. It's so bright in the sky, in fact, it lights up the dark trees around us. We walk down a hill following a winding path through some thick brush until we reach an open field near the main entrance of the farm. We approach a white wooden barn that was rebuilt back in the 1800s. A giant walnut tree is planted in front. The moonlight is shining through its sprawling, bare branches.
It's raised generations of squirrels.
Yes, it really has. We find the nuts like way down in the woods.
We continue on to another larger field across the way. There's so much moonlight, we have no problem navigating the field. I can even make out the faces of those around me. I begin to chat with fellow hiker Anne. She lives only a few miles up the road, and she's been to a few of these walks before.
What do you like about them?
What do I like about
them?
I really like learning about the outdoors, and I especially just appreciate being able to name trees or wildlife tracks or things like that, and I'm learning it here, so it's cool.
There are signs animals have been here. Patches of melting snow reveal where some of the critters have gone to hide during the winter season. I can clearly see where they've carved small, winding pathways under the snow.
A lot of small critters, mice, voles, some red squirrels. They're active in the winter. They don't hibernate or they're not dormant. They're active, but they spend a lot of their time under the snow. So there's this whole phenomenon called the subnivian zone, where they make all these little tunnels under the snow.
Sarah says the tunnels protect them from predators and keep them warm.
They're everywhere. Like, just imagine this whole field like with little mouse tunnels like everywhere around. It's kind of cool to see. And once the grass grows up, we will never notice.
There are large maple and oak trees, some hundreds of years old, lining the perimeter of this field. And as if on cue.
Is that an owl?
It's an owl. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's a barred owl. They do all this like calling back and forth. This is the time of year where they're mating and nesting, so you hear them calling back and forth a lot. Yes. It's totally barred owls.
They sound pretty close.
They're really close by. They're like right in the tree line up there.
But once the owls are aware of us, they go quiet. We keep walking and eventually make our way back inside to warm up. Before everyone leaves, I ask Anne if there's something special about hiking at night.
Absolutely. This time I think the coolest thing we saw was seeing our shadows by the moon instead of by the sun. I don't think I ever knew you could do that. That was really neat.
It's something I experienced an awful lot as a kid growing up in the fields and woods in New England. It was nice to be able to experience it again. There really is something special about being in the light of the moon. This story is another in our weekly radio field trip series. Tune into Morning Edition next Wednesday as we grab a beer at an up-and-coming brewery in Concord. Do you have a favorite place in New Hampshire that you'd like to show us? We're asking you to submit your ideas by emailing radiofieldtrips@nhpr.org. Radio Field Trips is produced by Mary McIntyre.